This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, www.nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your presenter is the Reverend Thomas D. Stegman. Reverend Stegman is a professor of the New Testament in the Boston College School of Theology and Ministry. He earned his BA in philosophy from St. Charles Borromeo Seminary and his MA in philosophy from Marquette University. He then went on to Weston Jesuit School of Theology, where he completed his MDiv and STL. Reverend Stegman received his PhD under Luke Timothy Johnson at Emory University.
Topic number one, setting the stage. When people think of St. Paul, they naturally think of him as a great apostle, missionary, and theologian, and with good reason. In most of the letters attributed to him, Paul opens by identifying himself as an apostle, more specifically, as an apostle of Christ Jesus. An apostle is literally one who is sent. And we will see in a later lecture that Paul's self-understanding as an apostle is grounded in Jesus' call to him to proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles. We know that, following his encounter with the risen Lord, Paul traversed thousands of miles by land and by sea to preach the gospel in places where it had not yet been heard. Indeed, he became the greatest of the church's first generation of missionaries. Moreover, the letters that have come down to us in the canon of the New Testament have been a crucially important source for Christian theology. While Paul was not a theologian in the modern sense of the word, that is, one who researches and teaches within the context of academia, he undoubtedly thought in profound theological terms. Thus, it is appropriate to regard St. Paul as apostle, missionary, and theologian. One aspect of Paul that is often overlooked and underappreciated is his role as pastor of the churches he founded. Paul quickly learned that it was not enough to proclaim the gospel and to establish Christian communities. The gospel he preached called forth a radically new way of life among his mostly Gentile converts. A great deal of nurturing, teaching, correcting, and follow-up care were required if these nascent churches were to survive as faithful manifestations of the body of Christ. Much work was necessary to provide for the ongoing well-being of his charges. It is on this topic, namely Paul as pastor, that I will reflect in the following lectures. Paul has much to say to those who are involved in the privileged and daunting task of pastoral ministry today. As we will see, he is both an inspiring and challenging example to us. Before embarking on the topic of Paul as pastor, however, it is necessary to address a couple of introductory issues. These introductory issues are the focus of this opening lecture, as we need to set the stage for what follows. The first introductory issue deals with the textual basis for discussing our chosen topic. What texts can we rely on to inform us about Paul as pastor? 13 of the 27 writings of the New Testament are attributed to Paul. Moreover, roughly one half of the Acts of the Apostles, the longest writing in the New Testament, is dedicated to recounting Paul's tireless missionary labors that followed his encounter with the risen Christ on the road to Damascus. Hence, a significant portion of the New Testament pertains to Paul. But things are not as simple as these observations might suggest, at least not in scholarly circles. Most biblical scholars do not think that all 13 of the letters ascribed to Paul actually derive from him. And some scholars, who note key differences between what is contained in Paul's letters and how is depicted in Acts of the Apostles, question how reliable the latter writing is in presenting what he really said and did. I will now take a few minutes to set
sample complete. Ready to continue?